BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Obama says he told President Vladimir Putin in September to stop meddling in the American electoral process, warning of serious consequences if he continued its alleged cyber attacks. Mr. Obama said the hacking had stopped after that. Russia denies any involvement. Washington has formally protested to China after the Chinese Navy seized an American underwater research drone in the South China Sea. The Pentagon said sailors from a Chinese submarine salvage vessel snatched the submersible from international waters off the Philippines as a U.S. Navy survey ship was about to retrieve it. Police in Poland have cleared a way through protesters for politicians from the governing party to leave parliament in the capital, Warsaw. The demonstrators were blocking members' cars in protest at new restrictions on press coverage of parliament from next year. Rebel groups in Syria have reportedly agreed to allow wounded people to be evacuated from two pro-government villages they are besieging. A dispute over the issue had halted evacuations from embattled eastern parts of the city of Aleppo. The U.S. cab hire company Uber has said it'll defy a demand by the authorities in California to take the self-driving vehicles it began operating in San Francisco this week off the road. Uber disputes the authorities' claim that it needs a permit to test the vehicles on public roads. The Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte, says the United States should prepare for its troops to leave the Philippines. At a news conference, Mr. Duterte said he may repeal a military deal which accords legal status to thousands of U.S. troops there. The foundation running the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam has released new insights into how Nazi security police may have found the hideout of the Dutch Jewish schoolgirl during the Second World War. It says she may have been discovered by chance and not betrayed by a neighbour as widely believed. BBC News.